was neighing from time to time, representing his interests. It doesn't hurt to confuse the competition. So yes, for today's purposes, with our master's kind permission, you could say, I am Jabba. Jork chortled.
Monkey Jabba, monkey Jabba!
That's unkind, Jork, Mosep said, casting a sidelong glance at the tough. You'll have to excuse my associate. He saw a Janissarian sand monkey once and hasn't failed to find his joke funny since. I am, of course, a Nimbanel. He looked back at Orin. A good tactic for Jabba, though, don't you think? Orin felt impatient. Why are you telling me this? Because you're part of the family, Orin, my boy. No secrets among us, are there? I'm not part of your family. Jork giggled again. Mosep bristled his whiskers and reached for his data pad. If you insist on getting to business, let's see. Yes, here's your record. He read quietly, his hairless lips every so often smacking. My, this is disturbing. While Mosep continued the routine, his tongue occasionally clicking, Orin fought the urge to move to say something. This is torture. At the thought, Orin glanced up and saw movement above the netting. A dark, lithe figure moved past the lights, glancing against the mesh and raising a racket. Something's up there. Mosep didn't look up from the datapad. That would be the cave-in whistlers, he said. Carnivorous flyers. They live in the rafters, but occasionally we hoist a treat up to them. Orin looked up with alarm. The square shape nearly above him, he now saw, was a cage, attached to a pulley system reaching into unseen heights above. A treat. Mosep looked at Bupa. Yes, who was the treat today? Bupa lifted a human leg bone from the floor beside him.
Problem gambler, I think.
Mosep smiled at Orin. They've had their fill. You can relax. Orin could do no such thing. There were more sounds above and more shadows. For a moment, he almost thought he saw a bipedal figure in motion, soaring from one of the ventilation slits to the cable. Another clatter followed, with more wings slamming the nets.
I've read enough.
The Nimbanel accountant set down the data pad.
You owe us quite a bit of money, my boy.
I'm not your boy, Benid.
All I know is certain obligations have not been met, Mosep said. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You called this meeting.
Mosep sat down in his chair and cracked his hairy knuckles.
I suspect it's not because you're ready to repay in full.
I'm working on that, Orin said, reaching for his courage. No, I want you out, he said firmly.
Out?
Mosep smiled mildly. His long whiskers bristled.
How so?
Out of my hair. Your punks have been coming around my ranch, my store.
Your store?
Suddenly interested, Mosep looked again at the datapad.
No, no. My records show your holdings only include the ranch, the vehicles in the garages, and the barracks for your muscle.
They're called farmhands.
Or enraged.
Not that you people would know. You haven't done a day's honest work in your lives.
Oh,
They work, Mosep said, idly sorting credits.
It may not be poking around in the sand or sweating the air for water, but it's work. Investments are made, capital is expended, and a return is expected.
Yeah, or you sweat us.
You're the one making this unpleasant, Orin. Or Master Galt, if you prefer.
The fact that you're dealing with me ought to be a sign of respect, I should think.
My superior knows there are different kinds of business, and that they must be conducted in different ways.
He turned his black eyes on Orin.
Believe me, if Jabba wanted to deal unpleasantly, you'd have known it by now. Still, we must check on our investments, and that means going to the site, including this store which you seem to keep offices in.
Another clatter from above. The hoodlums paid it no mind.
My business depends on my reputation, Orin said, chastened. Part of the value in my operation is goodwill. I've worked 20-odd years to build it. If your thugs start showing up, I lose that.
Indeed.
You bet, Orin said. People will start to measure the water coming out of Galt drums to see if I'm shorting them.
Mosep rose from the desk and began pacing.
It's too late for such concerns. You comprehend that, Orin. You're a good businessman. Or you were one. You know we can't let this continue.
Orin looked around, wary of any movement.
Look, this year's harvest is going to be big, real big. It's taken a while to get the new vaporators set up right, but it's about to turn around.
I don't understand much about agriculture, I'm afraid, the accountant said. But I know arithmetic. Even if we kept to the payment plan you were on, I don't see any way you could make poor Jabba whole again. Not even, he added, if you tap your other resources.
The comment threw Orin. Other resources? What are you talking about?